Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Gimel in Maseches Psachim, the 325th daf in Shas. We begin a new week. For many, we begun the summer with a new Masechta, a beautiful Masechta, Maseches Psachim. And if we survived Erevin, then Be'ezer Hashem, we will thrive in Maseches Psachim. And next time around, the third and the fourth time around, Maseches Erevin, things will get even better. Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf will continue to discuss what the meaning of the word Ar. Our Masechta begins Ar Larba Asar. What is the meaning behind that word? There were two opinions that we had on Be'ezer and Aleph, whether Ar means Negi, light, or Laila, Machlos Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda. Our Gemara will bring Rayas from the Halachos of a woman who gives birth and her status of Tumah V'Tahara. We'll try to bring a Raya from there. The Gemara as well will bring Halachos from Achilas Kodshim. The Gemara will try to bring a Raya also from the night of Yom Kippur. The Gemara then will bring us some beautiful drashos about the purity of speech from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. That will take us through to Amud Beis. That will give us continued observations about the Kedusha and the appropriate way of speech. And finally, the Gemara will tell us a dramatic story that took place in the Beis HaMikdash when a Gentile attempted to bring a Karban Pesach. Let's pick up on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, Meisive. I will ask you a question on the opinion who says or means light from the halacha of Yoledes. Rashi gives us a beautiful introduction, Dibra Maskel Hamapeles or Lishman Vechad, on the topic of Gimel Amud Aleph, that the halacha is that a woman, when she gives birth to a female, a Nekeva, then there are 14 days of Tumah, then she goes to the mikvah. 66 days after the 14, she brings a karban. The halacha is that if she, God forbid, suffers a miscarriage within those 80 days, so then in such a case, she will only bring one karban for a yoledes. However, if it's after what's referred to as the malos, those 80 days, then in such a case, she brings a second karban. Says Mishnah in Edius Perek Dal Mishnah Yud, Hamapeles Ar L'Shmonim Ve'Echad. If a woman miscarries on the night of the 81st, so here we have Machlokes Beishamai Bisil. Beishamai Proitim Mikarbon. Beishamai says that she does not have to bring another carbon. Everything is included in the previous carbon for her successful Leida. Beisil Mechayvim. Beisil says we consider it already after the Malos. We know in general that the Laila goes after the next day. So the 81st day has begun with the night. And if she would miscarry the day of the 81st, so then she would bring a separate carbon. So too, the night of the 81st as well. Beis Hillel ask another question. Im shiva loy latuma, lo yishava lo lekarban. The halacha would be that the dam seen up until the 80th day, from the 14th that we described, she would go to the mikvah after a nekeva. This is in the time of the Gemara. The dam that came after was referred to as dam tohor. Dam tohor ends at the end of the 80th day. What would be the halacha, explains Rashi in Dibra Maskel im Shiva Lo, if she saw dam on the night of the 81st? The halacha is that would be dam tmeya. Her dam tohor period has elapsed. Asks Beis Hillel, Mshiva lo l'tuma, lo yishva lo l'karbon. Just like there would be a serious distinction between the night of the 81st and the day of the 80th, if she saw dam on the night of the 81st, it would be dam tmeah, as opposed to the day of the 80th, it would be dam tar. So too for karbon, the same thing. It should have a separate status if she has a mapala, a miscarriage, on the 81st. See Edios, where there is a greater discussion of this give and take between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. For our Gemara's purposes, that's all we need. Midikamar Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Maishna Ar Shmona V'Echad Miyom Shmona V'Echad. Notice Beis Hillel's contrast between Ar Shmona V'Echad to Yom Shmona V'Echad. Shmamina Ar Urtahu Shmamina. We see from here that Ar is a reference to night and not light. Meisive, another question. Yochi Yehi Nechal Ar L'Shlishi. I would have a Havamina in regards to the halachos of Achilas HaKarbon, that when it comes to a Karbon Shlamim, unlike an Ola, it could be eaten for 2 days. Dichsiv behu Rashi constantly bar maschal leshlishi biyom sivchachem yeachel umi macharas fitziva lesarfa lebokar shel shlishi. You're required to burn it on the morning of the third day. So I might think maybe yachal yehei nechal back into the Gemara. This is sugya and zvachim on unvavam and beis ar leshlishi that I would think yachal nechal ar leshlishi that you could eat it on the night of the third. Vidinu zvachim nechalim liyom echad. A regular carbon is eaten for 1 day. Ushlamim, as we mentioned, we're discussing ushlam here, nechal ushlam neyomim. Ma'la halon acharayom. Just like over there, the night goes after the day. That you're allowed to eat a carbon when it was slaughtered in the day as well as the night afterward. So I would think as well, afkan laila acharayom, that you could eat not only on the second day the carbon shlam, also the night that comes afterwards, the night of the third. Tamalomer v'yom zivchacham yachel umimachras v'anoyser ad yoyim ha-shlishi. Ba'od yoyim hu nechal, could be eaten only during the day of the second, ve'in nechal or shlishi, it cannot be eaten on that, the subsequent night, on the night of the third. The sugi there continues, the b'raisa there says, yachli sarf miyad, I might think that you should burn immediately on the night of the third. V'dinu, zvachim nechal liyom v'layla, just like when it comes to a regular carbon. After you could eat, you burn. So to over here, we would think that the last moment that you could eat is during the day, so it should be during the night. That's why the pasuk says in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, now the Gemara goes to the halachos of Yom HaKippurim to bring a raya to what the word or means. Tashma arsha Yom HaKippurim, the night of Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, there are 7 brachos that are said, Umisvade, and then in the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Vidui is said, Shachris, Mispal Sheva, Umisvade, same thing, 7 and Vidui. B'mosif, Mispal Sheva, Umisvade, B'mincha, Mispal Sheva, Umisvade. Ba'ar, Mispalo, Me'ein, Shmoneh Asar. You say the bracha of Havinenu, that's kolel all of the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, 3 brachos of the beginning, 3 brachos at the end, in the middle, Havinenu. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Mishum Avosav, Spal Shmon Eser Shleimos, you've down a full Shmon Eser, Bnei Shesarach Lomer Avdol B'chonein Das. Because Avdol needs to be said in the bracha of Chonein Das. What do we see? Night was clearly referred to, night of Yom HaKippurim, Al Ma'or Urtu Shema Minov. We see to it's referred to as night. Tashma, 5 lines into Gimel Amin Aleph, Detoni Dvei Shmuel, Leile Arba Osa Boit Kines HaChomets La'ar Ner. The night of the 14th, you look for the chametz by the light of the candle. Here, it's no longer Arla Arba Asar, as our mission said, but it says black on white, Leil Arba Asar. So we see from here that the Arla Arba Asar means a night. Alma Aruhu Urtu, it's clear that Ar means night. So what in the world is going on that Rav Huna had suggested that R means the light? Ella bein Rav Huna bein Rav Yehuda dekuli amo R ortu. Everybody agrees that's night. Velo pligi, marki asri marki asri. One was repeating what was normal, a normal expression in his town, and the other that was normal in his town. De Rav Huna, paradoxically, in Rav Huna's town, karin negi, night was referred to as light. So again, our mission would says R la arbasar means the night. But what is the word R as night translate into? In Rav Huna's town, they would call it Negi. Negi happens to mean light, and for some reason, as our Gemara is about to describe, they would refer to night as light. U'ba'asreid Rabbi Yeshua kari layli. V'tana dida mai time lo k'tani layli. And why does our Tana not mention the word light? Lishna ma'al Yehuda nakit. It's because he wants to use a purer lashon. Night has a negative connotation to it, and therefore, as we're about to see, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches us, if there is something that we could say in a nicer, smoother, purer way, then we would say it in that manner. The Aruch writes that this is also the expression of Nagi for Rav Huna, that it is the euphemism for night. Now the Gemara will bring many examples that if you could say something in 2 different ways, will always take the smoother, softer, purer way. Lishem al yudinakut Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Shua ben Levi la'olam al yoytzi adam davar megunim bepiv. A person should never allow something disgusting to come out of his mouth. Mipnei shaharei ikei makosiv shmona osios. The Torah elaborated on 8 extra letters, v'lohotzi davar miguna mipiv, in order that something inappropriate should not come out kaviyachal of the mouth of the Torah. Shenemar, what are we referring to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he commands, Noach describes min habehema Torah min habehema asher einena tahora. Instead of saying min habehema tmeya, it says asher einenu tahora. That's an extra 8 letters. Period. Rav Papa Amar Teisha. Rav Papa says 9 extra letters. Shenemar ki yevecha ish asher lo yetar mikre laila. Someone who has tumas keri is not referred to as tame, but lo yetar. That's an extra 9 letters. Ravina Amar Eser. Vav de tar. Ravina says that you missed the vav from the word tar. It always bothered me why one would not take into account the extra vav, and what was the rationale? And Rav Papa did not take into account, I just saw a quote in the name of the Ben Yoyada, a nice pshat, that the Ben Yoyada says that the word tahar is pronounced the same whether there's a vav or not. Maybe we could add that the whole issue over here is how it sounds as it comes out of your mouth. That there shouldn't be a dover migun, that one is motzi. One doesn't change what comes out of one's mouth, whether there's a vav or not. Then what did Ravina think? That I leave for my dear Talmidim. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Sheish Esrei, Shenemar, Ki Amar Mikrahu Bilti Tar, Hu Kilo Tahar. When David did not appear in front of Shaul, so he's described as maybe not appearing because Kilo Tahar. That's an extra 16 letters. Tanya Zvei Rabbi Shmuel, Loed Misapra Adam Belosha Nikiyah. A person should always speak in a clean manner. Sherei Bezav Kuro Merkav, Ubiisha Kara Moshev. By a Zav, the Torah describes a Chal Merkav Asher Yivkav Alav Azav Yitma. Yet in contrast to an Isha, who would also be Metame when she is a Zava, if she's sitting in a Merkav. Nevertheless, there the Torah says, O Alakli Asher Hi Yosheves Alav. It seems that in the time of the Chazal, that the Lashon of Merkav was not as Sanua as Lashon of Moshev. As the Gemara brings out, we always try to keep a Lashon Nikiya, another 2 Mekoros. V'omar v'tivchar Lashon Arumim. Eliphaz says to Eov, there's a mitzvah on the Chachamim to use a Lashon that is pure. V'omar v'dasiv also, it should be a language that is mevurar, that is the best way of speaking. Why do we need 2 different psukim? Maybe we would think that only there is a requirement of Lashon Nikiya in the Torah. That's why we bring the first pasuk from me of v'chitem hani milim midrabanan. Maybe also when talking about Torah. But if it's mili da'alma, which is not kedusha, lo. Va'omer v'das v'asai barur leilu. Always choose the expression that is the purest. What the Gemara is teaching us is the halacha of Lashon Nikiya is not a function of Kedushas HaTorah, but is a function of Kedushas HaPeh, that there is a special mitzvah to have a tahara and kedusha of one's mouth. The Gemara now goes back to the analysis of the Psukim, of Toma by an Isha, Bisha Loksiv Bob Merkav, Voksiv Atokum Rivka Vinar Sevatir Kavna Alagmalim. When Rivka was brought to Yitzchak, it says that she was Rachav Alagmalim. It says, Gemara Hasan Bishum Bi Tusad the Gemalim Orchahi. Normally, for most writings, a woman would not sit in the Lashon of Merkav, but rather she would sit with both legs dangling over the side. However, when it comes to a camel, since the camel is so high, and a woman would be scared, Rivka was scared, so then she would ride as a normal rider. Mishumi Yitusa the Gail Orchahu. Ask the Gemara, Vahaksiva Yikach Moshe Sishta Yitzpanavei Kivim Alachamar. Says that Moshe took his wife and also Lashon Hakava. Says the Gemara, Mishum Bonav Orchahu. In regards to the sons, according to Rashi, it says the Lashon of Harkava, that they rode as men normally ride a horse. Vaksiv hi rocheves al chamar. Pasuk describes that Avigail rode on a chamar. Hasam mishumi yitusad live. She was riding at night, and the fear of riding at night, orcho will be normal to have kav even by an isha in such a case. V'ibayisem mishumi yitusad live leka mishumi yitusad the David. As well as it could be that she was scared of David. Remember, David had been treated inappropriately by her husband Naval. V'ibayisem a third pshat. Biitu said to David, Nami Lekha, she wasn't afraid of David. Mishum Biitu said to Harika, but because she was riding in the mountain, that was scary. Period. The Gemara now goes back to the previous analysis where we had said that if the Torah refers to Tumah, it will refer to as Einenu Tahar. Asks the Gemara, Ubaraisa Miluk Siv Tumah, is that true? Does the Torah always refer to as Einenu Tahar? The Torah did not use the expression Tumah? That's not true. There are times that the Torah does use the expression of Tumah. Ela Kol Hecha Dichi Adad Einenu, whenever it could go in either direction, Mishtoi Belashinikia. Kol Hecha the Nefishin Mili. However, where it will be much longer, so then Mishtoi Belashin Tzara, then the Torah has to use the expression of Tuma and choose the shorter expression because of a very important rule. Kedam Ravuna Marav Amila Amravuna Marav Mishum Rabbi Meir La'olam Yishana Adam LeTalmidai Derech Kitzara. A person should teach his students Torah in the shortest manner. This is a klal gadol. Tongue in cheek, I say this justifies a quick dafyomi shir as we try to go through the pshat in the Gemara relatively quickly. Although what the Gemara really says is not speed, but rather precise. That if a person should learn in a manner which is the most precise possible. Continues the Gemara. V'chol hecha dichi hadadi ninu mishtai b'lashon kavod. If everything was equal, then we would use the lashon kavod. V'harokeves v'yosheves dichi hadadi ninu v'kama rocheves. It says by Avigail that she was Rocheves. And says the Gemara, Rocheves Ksiv, it's written without a Vav. And therefore, it's actually shorter than the word Yosheves. Rashi and Tosas ask, but what about writing the word Yosheves without a Vav? See Rashi and Tosas. Rashi explains in Dibar Amaschel v'chol Hecha that the Torah in the, could very well be, we could add to Rashi in the beginning of the Torah, emphasizes that if you have an opportunity, you should speak Beloshen Nikia. Yet, in instances where it would take a lot longer to describe, later on in the Torah goes to the Lashon Ktsara. But the point is made right off the bat in Parshas Noach. Mark continues, Hani Trei Talmidi Davi Yosvi Kamei Derav. They were worn out from the Sugya. Chad Omer Shavis Sinin Haishmaitze Kedavar Acher Misankon. One of them said, I'm worn out like a worn out pig. And the other said, I'm worn out like a worn out goat. And Rav did not speak with the other one because he had used a lashon miguna. There were two talmidim who sing from Hillel. Another tradition says they were sitting in front of Rebbe and it was Rabbi Yochanan. Chad omer mipnei ma botzrim b'tahara ve'ein moskin b'tahara. One asked in the halachos of Tumah v'tahara that when one harvests the grapes, that you could cut them off only with pure utensils. However, when you're mesik, mesik is when you cut off olives, ein moskin b'tahara, you don't do it b'tahara. And the other one asked, if chad omer mipnei ma botzrim b'tahara with wine, you do a bitara umoskin bituma. So the first one managed to use the lashon of einatara as opposed to tuma. Amar muftachani bezeh shemoy rohi rabbi Yisrael. I am sure that this Rabbi Yochanan, either Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai or Rabbi Yochanan, will become a mora rabbi Yisrael because not because he remembered everything, not because he was brilliant, or not only because. Rather, what was it? Because he had lashon nekiyah. V'loha yam mu'atim ad shehoro rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara now tells us that not only does it indicate that someone is on the path to greatness, or God forbid the opposite, if their speech is good or chas v'chalila bad, but the same would also indicate even their background. Hanu tosi kaihani, there were three kohanim. Chad amar lehu, one said when they got a small portion from the lechem aponim, giyani kipul, I got like a small bean. V'chad amar higiyani kizayis, the other said I got like a size of an olive, which is also small. V'chad amar higiyani kiznav ha'tah, I got like the bit of a tail. That's a strange way to describe the lechem aponim. But gu'acharav u'matzah bo shemetz pasal, I found on this last one that he was from a cholol. A cholol is someone who's pasal for kuna, for example, the offspring of a kohen who had married a divorcee. Asks the Gemara about Tanya, but then we learn in Braisa, Ein botkim in ha-mizbeach ulemala, that if somebody is already serving on the mizbeach, we don't check into him. It says, you're right. Lo teima shemetz psul, ela eima shachatz psul. What it means is,
that it was revealed that he had gaiva, they didn't check into his ancestry because this halacha of ein boidkim min hamizbeach ulamala, but rather they checked into him as being a bal gaiva and they removed him from the kuna for that reason. Or even though we have a rule, once someone is serving in the mizbeach, we presume that he is okay. But if he indicates that there's something wrong with him from his ancestry, and here the Gemara is mechadesh, that if he speaks inappropriately, that also indicates that there's something wrong with his ancestry. Tosis quotes in the Nimar Masul Shemetz Psul that there are some who learn that it wasn't a challel, but that he himself was bar avodah zarah. Either way, that he was pasul l'kuhuna. Who are ma? There was a Gentile. Davis salik va'achol psachim b'Yerushalayim. That went and brought a carbon pesach Yerushalayim, and he ate from it. Now, this is a violation of the Torah. We're going to see that the Gemara mentions this now because Dibur will play a role in revealing that someone was doing inappropriate, that he was a Gentile and bringing a carbon pesach. Amar, ksiv kol benecha lo yochabo, kol ora lo yechabo. He mocked the Torah. He says, the Torah says a Gentile can't eat. Vano kachilna mishufri shufri. And I ate from the best part of the carbon. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, bragging got him in trouble, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira rectified the situation. He said to him, Mika saftalach me'alya? Did you get from the tail? Amar le, he said, kisalakta. Lahasam, next time you go, next Passover, emelu safuli me'alya, say that you want from the tail. Now, when a carbon comes from a sheep, the pasuk says by the shlamim v'yikriv mizevach hashon asher Hashem chel bo ha'alya temima, that it's offered up as part of the evarim in the karban and it's not appropriate to be eaten. Salik, next time this happened, the nachri said amalu, he said to him, me'alya safuli, I would like from the tail. Amrule, the Jew said to him, alya l'gvoa saklik, that goes up as a karban. Amrule, man amalecha hachi. Who told you? Amru Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Amru. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told me to ask for it. Amru, the Kohanim then said to each other, my hai, what's going on here? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira told them something that every Jew knows, that you don't eat from the Alma. The common botku basrei, they checked after him, vashkechu dar mohu, and they found that he was a Gentile katlu, and they killed him. Shochalei the Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. They sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira a yashikach. You're in Mitzuvim Utsudascha, but your net Prusa B'Yerushalayim extends into Yerushalayim that you are able to capture this injustice. Mark continues on last narrow line. Rav Kahana Cholish, Rav Kahana was sick. Shadru Rabbanu Rabbi Yeshua B'Reid Ravidi. They sent Rabbi Yeshua B'Ravidi to visit Rav Kahana. Amrulei Zilbadok Maidina. Go see how he is. Asa Ashkech Denoch Navshei. He found that Rav Kahana had passed away. He tore his beged, but he turned the tear on the inside. And he came in crying. They asked the Rav Kahana, die. I don't want to say anything. The one who utters bad news is a fool. The Pasuk in Mishlei says so. He was merames that he had passed away, but didn't say it directly. Yochanan Chakukah, Rabbi Yochanan Chakukah, Nafik L'Kriyasa, he went to the villages to see how the wheat was doing. Ki Asa, when he came, Amrulei, Chitin Nasu Yafos. When they came back to Chakukah, they asked him, how's the wheat doing? Amalehem, he said to them, Saorim Nasu Yafos, the barley's doing well. Amalei, say, Obaser Zos, Lasusim L'Chamoirim. That's good news for the horses and the donkeys because they eat barley, but they understood it was bad news vis-a-vis the bread. They go to the animals. The Gemara understands that the people in the city thought that there was a better way for him to say it, that he shouldn't have mentioned the Saorim at all. My Havalei Meimar, what should he have said? Ishtakid Nasuchit Nyofos, he could have said, last year, the wheat was good. In other words, indicating that unfortunately this year wouldn't be good. Inami adoshim nasi yafosor, to say that the beans that people eat were good. The fact that he described the animal food was not the best way of describing it. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Psachim, Daf Gimel. Beis Hashem, tomorrow's Daf will begin to get back into the nitty-gritty of the halachos of Bedikas Chametz.
Beis Hashem, we now go to the halacha from the daily Daf.
Bezras Hashem Yisparech, the halacha topic from Daf Gimel and Meseches Psachim is found in probably the most important Sifkotan in Mishneh Berurah in all of the Sefer Mishneh Berurah. Could very well be it is the most important Simen as well in Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Kuf Nun Vav, the Magen Avram, in the halachos of Seder Masa Umatan, how a person is supposed to act in business, which is actually found in Or HaChaim, where the Mechaber says, after davening, a person should go to his work, and he uses the expression called Torah Sheini Mamalacha Sofa Betel V'Goreres Avon, and that one should not make one's work one's ikur, rather that should be temporary, and one's Torah learning ikur, V'yisa V'yitein Be'emuna, and he should be honest in business. That causes the Magen Avram, and then afterwards the Mishneh Berurah, to recount many, many, many halachos that relate to the day in and day out of a person. One of the halachos that the Magen Avram quotes is our Gemara. It is unfortunate that the Ein Mishpat does not make reference, because it's not found in Shulchan Aruch and does not put a small letter next to it. However, one of the most important expressions that we have, which is a halacha as well, as Rabbi Shua ben Levi, 12 lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, La'olam al yotzei adam davar miguna mepiv, a person should never allow a inappropriate word to come out of his mouth. So this Gemara is not only a Eitzah Tova, but according to the poskim, it is halacha l'maisa. The Shaarei Tshuva quotes the Magen Avram as saying that this is the reason why there was a custom not to use the word Beitza, but was Beitzim were described as Beim. Beitza could also refer to testicles, and as a way of tsnius, the word Beya was said. So from here we see that not only was the word Tamei not said, but if there was a nicer way to say it, so then in such a case, the halacha says that one should try to say it that way. Shaarei Tshuva says that maybe today the halacha would be different, because the word Beitzim might not have the same negative connotation as it did once upon a time. To understand a little bit more deeply the significance of it, there is an expression that we have that the mouth is the quill of the heart. And if a person begins to work on themselves, that they speak more finely, they speak in a way that represents the kedusha that they aspire for, then ultimately the chitzonius can be more the pnimius, and vice versa, and a person can become transformed and elevated through working on a finer form of speech. My son reminded me of the famous line that Rav Pamet said. He heard this from Rav Fishel Schechter. He heard a recorded shiur from Rav Fishel Schechter, and I heard this a few times from one of my great rabbeim in Tarav Hadass, Rav Yisrael Reisman. And Menachem, my son, heard it even in a sharper expression from Rav Fishel Schechter. The Rav Fishel Schechter had said that Rav Pam counted as a davra megunim bepiv, something that was considered something that was not lashon nekiyah, the word whatchamacallit. As I heard from Rabbi Reisman one time, Rav Pam Zatzal, and I think I heard this shmooze myself, but I don't know if the same drama that Rav Reisman described, I was zochet to see that Rav Pam was once saying over a shmooze about lashon nekiyah, how a person is supposed to speak, and he read off a list of words. Baruch Hashem, he didn't have to read off a list of four-letter curse words, but he listed off words that he thought were inappropriate for a Ben Torah to use. He read the words crazy, shut up, stupid, etc., etc. He read those words out, and he also added the word whatchamacallit. So Rav Reisman said that he went over to Rav Pam afterwards. He said to him, Rebbe, what's wrong with the word whatchamacallit? And Rav Pam said, you don't understand. If a person, when he speaks, he hasn't thought out the entire sentence of what he's going to say, so then, if he's rushing through his speech, he says the word whatchamacallit. A Ben Torah should know that's just as bad, these Dover Maguna, as a person not thinking through his speech. We could add that what Rav Pam was teaching us from Rabbi Shua ben Levi is that part of Dover Maguna is someone who's just not careful about his speech, if it's not thought out. Menachem added that Rav Fishel Schechter said that sometimes even Rav Pam described that it was a way of putting down people, not showing enough respect, that if you're trying to recollect a person's name, whatchamacallit, what's his name? And Rav Palm would speak to hundreds of people a day, but every single person was treated with the Tzelem Elokim, and Chas v'Chalila, to confuse him with a chocolate bar, to confuse him with whatchamacallit. And this is the halacha, not just the nice agadata. This is a halacha from today's daily daf. From a person to really, really, really think, is what coming out of my mouth something, a davar kadosh, or chas v'chalila, a davar maguna? Because ultimately, if the mouth is defiled, then that's the same utensil that was used, that attempted to do the daf yomi, that attempted to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, the tumma and the tahara can't live together. But Be'ezer Hashem, if we go slowly, slowly, not to try to grow into the Chavetz Chaim or Rav Pam overnight, but slowly, slowly, we could grow from Madrega, Mikedusha leKedusha, and be Mekayim, this important halacha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teaches us on today's daf.